following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Vern Bloyd of KOKX Radio in Keokuk and Jamie Whitney of the Pocahontas Record Democrat. The first question will come from KOKX's Vern.
Yeah, Senator Grassley, session just getting underway in Congress. What are some of the things you're working on that affects Iowans?
Well, most of what we work on don't affect just Iowans. It affects all 50 states, but they surely going to affect 3 million Iowans as well. And so that would be juvenile justice reform legislation, sentencing reform, prison reform, doing everything we can to fight the unconstitutional regulations that the president puts out, that a lot of courts have stepped in and say he's acted in an unconstitutional way, the deficit down as much as we can. And for people that are listening, get rid of it. That's down the road a ways. And then yesterday, we had, because of North Korea being so unpredictable and a threat to our national security, we passed a resolution putting sanctions on North Korea.
Good afternoon, Senator. Currently, the Federal Highway Administration estimates that $170 billion in capital investment is needed to improve roads in the United States. President Obama had proposed a $10 per barrel tax on oil. That obviously seems like a non-starter in Congress. But what's your thought on the tax, and if you're against it, what alternative would you suggest to meet our infrastructure needs?
Well, we already have taken care of the alternative, and I'll explain that, but the $10 a barrel is really a 25-cent tax increase in the end, 25 cents a gallon to emphasize. And for the first time in 5 or 6 years, we finally passed a highway bill last year that increases funding for highways. So we have a 5-year bill as opposed to what we'd been doing the last 4 or 5 years, pass a 1-year bill or a 6-month bill, sometimes even a 3-month bill, so that state officials could never plan on how to spend their money wisely, or even if they were going to get their money, and they eventually got their money, but it's no way to run a railroad, let alone highways. And we now have a 5-year bill, fully funded, with more funding than was in the previous bills.
Vern?
Yes, Senator Grassley. With the other sources of energy, what are some of the other things that Congress has been working on?
Well, you mean on energy or on anything?
On anything, on energy mainly.
Okay. Well, as far as energy is concerned, we've got to pass the XL pipeline. We passed it. The president vetoed it, so I suppose it's going to be a new president to do it. But that creates 20,000 jobs, and it's going to make transportation of oil more safely. We have, in order to make sure that we have a very vigorous oil industry and natural gas industry, just like we do agriculture, we produce a surplus. We want to export it, bring money into the country. We passed a bill recently for the export of petroleum. As an example, we hope to be able to get facilities up and running so we can export natural gas to create jobs in those industries and things of that nature. One of the things that came out in the president's budget, that if you want to talk about helping Iowans more than people in other states, it's the effort to cut $18 billion out of the farm program. And we passed the farm program last year, and we usually pass a 5-year bill, which we did, and farmers need that 5-year period for certainty. And with the president opening up the farm bill, it could be opened up to a lot of things in the farm bill. And then the people won't have certainty. So I doubt if we and the Congress are going to go along with the president on that. Then the last thing I'll say about the president's budget is he wants to spend $500 billion more than we're now spending. We're spending about $3.6 maybe a little bit more than $3.6 trillion. And we've been in the area of $3.5 trillion for the last 5 years. What's the purpose of spending? What's the purpose of spending a half a trillion dollars more next year and increasing expenditures maybe by almost 15%? And then on the president's budget, if people are upset about it, remember the president proposes and Congress disposes, and I don't see Congress going along with the president's budget.
Senator, yesterday, I think it was, you gave a statement at the Judiciary Committee hearing supporting Senator Cornyn's Mental Health and Safe Communities Act. You cited a report that approximately one quarter of U.S. correctional system inmates suffer from severe mental illness. How would this legislation help break the mental health justice system cycle?
Well, the main thing is to get treatment as fast as you can. And it isn't going to come entirely from psychiatrists and psychologists. There's got to be other interventions, and I think it emphasizes early intervention. And we haven't been very good at early intervention. And then change the law so you don't have to get help from substance abuse agencies until somebody is a threat. Even if you tell them over the phone, 9/11, send somebody, my son is violent. We had testimony that said, well, we can't send somebody out because somebody's violent. Is he a threat? No, he's not a threat. That's sort of law enforcement and other help for substance abuse people has to be changed, and this legislation changes that.
Vern?
Senator. With the latest farm bill and talking a little bit about that, what are some of the subsidies that for this year that will help that out?
Well, I think the main one is crop insurance. And farmers pay a good portion of the crop insurance premium. But it's also subsidized, and 92% of the farmers have crop insurance. And we thought 15, 20 years ago, it was better for farmers to plan ahead rather than rely upon disaster aid, which you don't know if you're going to get. And if you're going to get it, you got to wait until Congress passes money or a bill to get the money out to the farmers. So planning ahead and managing risk is very important. That's number one. Help for farmers, and you hope you don't have to use it, but if you have a natural disaster and have to use it, then you should use it. The other thing is what we would call target prices. That's not exactly the word we use now, but that's an older word that used to be used with farm programs. When the price of grain was below the national average of that price, and that doesn't happen very often, but if it were to happen, and it's happening right now, we would fill in with some dollars from the federal treasury, not to produce a profit, but to at least help people out that are that don't have the ability to withstand it. In other words, mostly small and medium-sized farmers. The trouble is big farmers get the same help, and that's to some extent I've been trying to put a limit on that and haven't been successful, because the bigger farmer you are, the less you don't the more ability you have to overcome things beyond your control, like a natural disaster.
Ask a quick question from Jamie.
Senator, sticking with criminal justice, you and Senator Durbin are the co-sponsors of the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act that just got out of committee.
Yeah.
It reduces some mandatory minimums on federal drug felonies. In your view, why is it important to maintain minimum or mandatory minimums as a facet of sentencing at all?
Yeah. So your question is coming from the point of view that maybe they ought to be done away with.
Yeah.
And the reason we don't want to do that is because they are used by law enforcement for trying to incentivize people that are low in the drug trade, the peddlers, let's say. When they get caught, that if they know they're going to get a 15-year minimum sentence, they're probably going to be able to squeal on people higher up. So the hope is you get drug kingpins put in prison instead of the casual seller. And minimums are absolutely important for that. Now, there's a downside to mandatory minimums. And this legislation, I think, is finding the happy medium by when people have too long of sentences for something that's justified under mandatory basis, they can go before a judge and the prosecutor is going to be there. And if there's something exceptional about this case, it could be reduced further.
Thank you, Vernon and Jamie, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.